I'd like to welcome everyone to the Taney County Board of Adjustments meeting for Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. And Scott, if we could start by having an establishment of a quorum.
Okay. Corey Roebuck.
Here.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Trent.
Yep, here.
Okay, we have Trent on the phone today. Rick Caudill.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Okay. Scott, if you could give us the explanation of public hearing procedures and the presentation of exhibits and the governing statutes.
So I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the October 18th, 2023 Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the adopted Board of Adjustment Bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence Exhibit A, staff report for each case Exhibit B, staff filing including all pertinent information from Taney County Planning Commission and Taney County Board of Adjustment for each case is Exhibit C, Taney County Board of Adjustment Bylaws is Exhibit D. The Taney County Commission and Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting audio files for all cases to be heard at this Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board, then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. So the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty: 1, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. 3, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property, as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good, without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Okay. Has the board had an opportunity to review the August 16th and September 20th meeting minutes?
I have. I've moved to approve both in their current form. As long as you guys are comfortable voting on the 20th, since you weren't here, there's nothing on there.
Right. I will second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Trent?
I think I was abstaining from the last game.
Okay. So Trent's going to abstain. Before we go into the public hearings, if you could, anybody that's going to be speaking this evening, raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, whole truth.
I do.
Thank you. Our first variance notice is, or request for variance is number 23-006V. Trent, if you could tell us about that.
Okay, so we have Sefik Pilakovich is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 10.020, R1 density and dimensional standard setbacks of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. The applicant is seeking an 8-foot front property line setback for the ability to place a carport 8 feet from the front property line. As per the Taney County Zoning Regulations, the required property line setback at this location is 25 feet. As per the Taney County Assessor's information, property is approximately 120 feet by 159. In size, they are lots number 24 and 25, Block 1, located in the Table Rock Acres subdivision, currently with a double-wide mobile home located on the property. So turn our attention to the screen. If the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 23006B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Board of Adjustment. One would be approval of a front setback of 8 feet, allowing for the construction or placement of a 24-foot by 25-foot carport 8 feet from the front property line. Two, a residential building permit shall be required. And three, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. So we are out close to Table Rock Dam. This is Table Rock Heights. This is State Highway 165. It's accessed through Quebec Drive. And then Mimosa is the street that goes north-south. So this is all R1, this is an R2. Of course, the shaded is all the city of Branson. So this parcel actually adjoins the city of Branson. Your measurements on the two, that's actually two lots. Here's the approximate location he wants to put the carport. Some photos, not knowing where that blue spot came from, but it must have been the sunlight. There's a rock ledge right in here, and I should have took a close-up picture of it. That's the reasoning he's asking to be able to move it closer to the front. You can see it a little bit here, some outcropping of the rocks. So then I took, I'm trying to stand pretty much where I thought the property line would be in his driveway to give you an actual look at how the visual, that mimosa is pretty straight. That's looking to the south. And then if you turn, same location and look to the north. Then I just back down towards the south line to look back to the north. Carport area, of course, is on the left-hand side. And I think he has somebody here that's going to represent him on this case that's willing to come forward and talk to you.
Hi.
My name is Karen Lacey, and okay. I brought a couple of pictures to maybe further explain what he's wanting to do. Can I bring it forward?
Sure.
The carport is not going to be a wooden structure. It's going to be a structure like this. No concrete. This will be all gravel. Pass it down over here. And then this kind of shows you there's not, he has another little carport right here, but there's not enough space back here for driveway. He's wanting to put a couple boats in it. And so he has to have like some turn space. So he wants to kind of come in like this. So it's flat right here. And this is where he's wanting to put the carport. Like I said, it's just this with the gravel underneath of it. It's not a wooden structure like a big barn or anything like that.
Okay. Scott, could we see the zoom out and see the rest of the road? Maybe up and down the road, see if are there any other structures that...
I think the lot five spaces to the north is non-conforming. Yeah, do we know what that is from the road?
Property line's probably right in here. 18 feet, roughly.
So that's exactly what he's asking for.
What about Caddy Corner?
He's asking for eight. Corner.
He's asking for eight.
To be able to set it within eight.
Well, it'd be 18.
Well, he's wanting to set it within eight. Be able to
place
it within.
Variance, yeah.
Yeah.
So what about the property right across, kind of catty corner across the street? The
so you have to remember those are corner.
Yeah, well, the one with the deck.
The front's here. This one?
Yes. What is that right there?
I'm going to say that's probably eight. Of course, our beacon lines float all over the place.
And that's about as permanent as it's going to get right there. That house is there.
What is the... But that's considered the side of the home, the
but
front.
But it's still against the street.
It's
that's
against
what I'm
the
talking
street,
about. Right. It's against the street. It is the side.
What's the normal... What would be the normal side setback in that particular...
12 and a half.
12 and a half, so...
Is it this one, the one you're talking about?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there, you looked at the location, is there any room to back it up at all?
He'd have to do something with the rocks. I mean, there's a rock ledge. He'd have to just hammer it out, which is a possibility, to be able to push it back and level it. Mm-hmm.
Are there other recorded variances with these other structures?
I did not find any, no.
They're probably going to be prior to that. This is
older
mobile home area.
Right, so.
That's why that one was able to locate where it is, the one catty corner across the street.
Right.
It's just, they're there. Yeah. Rock is the issue in front of the house. Was it also the issue to the north side of the house, closest to the side property line?
Put it on the other side of the driveway?
Here?
Yeah, straight back on the driveway to the side of the house.
Or right in here?
Yeah.
There's one carport there now.
There is a carport.
Yeah, behind the house itself.
Okay.
He might be able to get it squeezed in there.
How far does the rock ledge extend? Does it extend north of the driveway?
So you can see it right in here, and then from there it just jumps up another level. So this is like a level that comes out, and then you have these rock outcroppings, and from there back to the house, it's pretty level. You just have to cut that out. Take a couple of big trees out.
Miss Lacey, right?
Yes.
Is that a possibility to move the carport to the side or rear of the house? Does it have to be in the front, or can you speak to that?
I think it's not a possibility because when he has a big boat attached, he can't make the turns. Is that what you're asking me? Or put one beside the other carport? Is that what you're...
Yeah, and maybe I don't see where the other carport is. I can pull that up.
It's just
you can
almost
see it right
straight
in here.
Behind
the It's right the there
vehicle.
To the left of my truck.
There may not be space to do both.
Uh-uh.
Okay, I see that.
And that ledge is probably 5 feet tall in front of the house.
I see.
But the septic, do you know where the septic system is?
It's on public sewer.
There's some
public
sewer.
Sewer
there.
That's why the road is paved.
So I think the thought was to pull in the drive with the boat. This is what he explained to me when I was there. Then be able to back the boats into under the carport. And then when he hooks onto the boats, then he gets, because he was going to expand the driveway width, and I said, you'll have to get with the road and bridge to add anything and fill that in.